The meeting between government and the labor unions took more than 20 hours in total, spanning 2 days. The labor unions adjusted their proposal to a 60% increase, but the government offered 15%, which was turned down by the unions. Ignatius Bafo-Ewua spoke for government.
We have concluded that the national base pay be increased by 23%.
Deputy Employment Minister Bright Rekubrobi says the figures are steep and admitted government will struggle to meet their financial obligation.
19% would have been very optimum for government. And so the 23%, I am told, even brings a budget of around like 3.7 billion. And this is huge. But as to how finance will be able to finance this, is one thing all of us are looking at.
Dr. Anthony Yalba, the Secretary General of the Trade Unions Congress, expressed that while the offer fell short of the expectations, the labor unions would reluctantly accept it.
We are confident that when the time comes for government to implement, there will not be any hassle.
Even before 2024, the labor unions have served notice to government they'll be demanding even more rates for the 2025 working year.
They have jaws. But we have resolved that this must change. Next round of negotiations, government should have enough money to even give us double living wage.
For Joy News, Michael Ashaleh.